days that God has set apart when I found out that he was not able to be here. As I said earlier, my intent immediate, my first response was cancel the meetings, and the Lord said, no, those days have been set apart. I said, Lord, for what? He said, for the deliverance of my people. Amen? And so that's what I'm expecting God to do this next 2 days, that deliverance will be released. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in the book of Acts chapter 12, this deliverance is going to take place for everyone here and for those that we are connected to that may not be here at this time. This is going to go far and deep. It says, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, brother of John, with a sword. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Praise the Lord. I like to read that verse again, verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but, someone say but. Say it again, but. That changes the story. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. When Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise, up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Let me stop there for now. What we do know so far is this, that certain things have been happening. Herod has been getting away with it. And here, in the very first verse, the Bible says, now about that time, in the same period. That time meaning the Kairos time. That's a strategic time. And as I look at that this evening with you, the Kairos strategic appointed time, God is flipping it on the other side and saying, this is also my Kairos time for deliverance. It may be the plan of the enemy, the Kairos strategic time for the enemy to try to destroy, but it's also my Kairos time to deliver. And one person is going to win this battle, and that battle is going to be won by the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a time of strategy. The devil started a fight, but God is going to finish it. Glory be to God. The enemy seems to have been succeeding. And the Bible says, now about our time, Herod the king stretched forth. He stretched forth his hands to vex, to hurt, to persecute certain of the church. Not all of the church, but certain people in the church. And he began to go after the leadership. The plan of the enemy is always to go after leadership, to try to tear down the power and the influence of leaders. Because the Lord says, if you destroy or if you kill the shepherd, you can get to scatter the sheep. But the devil is a liar, because God is going to keep his people strong and mighty in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he was successful initially. He killed James, who is a brother of John, with a sword. So John's brother James is dead. And he checked the polls. He listened to CNN and Fox News and ABC and NBC and saw that his poll numbers were rising. Herod is a bad king. Nobody likes Herod, but he's rising in the polls, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%. And he says, wow, I found out the trick. I know how to get my polls high. I am going to get the king of all of them. And he grabs Peter. He says, Peter, you are the leader of the church. I am going to present you to the lynch mob, and you are going to be destroyed. So he thought he was going to accomplish this. He's done it with James. Just like the enemy is saying about your life, saying about my life, saying about this church, I destroyed that church over there, and I destroyed that family over there, and I destroyed that marriage over there. I destroyed the finances of those people over there, and I'm coming after you. But he has made a mistake, because he has overstepped his boundaries. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, our God, shall fight for his people. God will rise, and every enemy shall be scattered. Somebody shout hallelujah. He thought he was going to get there and accomplish whatever it is he wanted to accomplish. He went forth. He proceeded further to take Peter also. And it says, then were the days of unleavened bread. It's a season of Passover. The enemy always comes and attacks very strategically. You may look at your life and say, you know, this kind of thing happens every time in my life. At such and such a time, this is a drip, 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 drip method of the enemy. He sets you up, and after a while, you start projecting that something bad is going to happen. Because every Christmas, something bad happens to me. Every Easter, every birthday, every anniversary, whatever the date is, you may look back at your life and see that there are times when the enemy harasses you so effectively that you start expecting those kind of problems. I remember many years ago, every November was a month of problems. For years, when November came, I had issues in the church. Every November. Finally, one day I said, Lord, why do I keep on having problems in November? He said, Halloween. I said, Halloween? What does that have to do with anything? He said, it's a high holiday of the enemy, and the enemy has targeted you. That's why you're having this problem every November. He said, do you want to turn it around? I said, yes. He said, then break that stronghold. And so I did. And my Novembers have always been good since. Hallelujah. There are people. You can look at it. Look at your family line. People die when they get to 30 or 40 years old. Your great-grandfather died at 40. Your grandfather died at 40. Your father died at 40, your uncles are dying at 40, and now you are 39, and you know at 40 you're going to die. The devil's a liar. I say the devil's a liar. I say the devil's a liar. Whatever he used to accomplish shall not be accomplished anymore. It's a new day and a new season, a new strategic time in the presence of God, and God is declaring war on the devil's war. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it was. He said, my polls are rising. Things are going smoothly, and during this time of unleavened bread, I am going to kill Peter also. So after he apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four contingents of soldiers to keep him. That's 16 soldiers, four groups of fours. Two were with him inside the prison, two standing outside at the gates, and every 3 or 4 hours, they might just switch positions so that they are refreshed. Where is he going to go? And the enemy may have assigned on your life, on your finances, on your health, on this church, on you as an individual, his continuance to keep you limited. The Bible says, while there, he was chained with two chains to the soldiers that were there. But the Bible tells us that Peter went to sleep. He'd heard, tomorrow you're going to die. You're going to be presented to the lynch mob, and they are going to take you out. But this man of God slept. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you will not live your life worrying, but that you will rest in the peace of God, knowing that God is still in control. He could have worried. James died. Stephen has been killed. The church has been persecuted. Obviously, I'm going to be next. But he did not allow the lies of his circumstance to determine his status, his mindset. He went to sleep. And the Bible tells us that an angel came inside that prison. And there was Peter still sleeping. A light is shining, but he's still sleeping. You know, if you are sleeping and the lights come on, you wake up. But he doesn't wake up. That's how deep in sleep he was. The angel tapped him. He says, get up. Get dressed. So he got up and put on his shoes, put on his jacket, and they walked out. He's free. But the soldiers still think he's in bondage. But the chains, the Bible tells us, fell off. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that every chain, every enchantment of the enemy that wants to keep you in bondage must collapse now. Every stronghold in Jesus' name, receive deliverance by the authority of the word of God. I speak deliverance over Glory and Peace Church. I speak deliverance over every family here represented. Deliverance for your finances. Deliverance for your health. Deliverance in every area, in the mighty name of Jesus. The chains fell off. He's dressed and he walks out. They go past even the soldiers that are at the gates or the doors. They didn't see anything happening. Just like your enemies, my enemies are now blinded to the reality of what God is doing. They don't know what is happening, but God is doing something. They think you're still in bondage, but you are free. I say they think you're still in bondage, but you are free. They think I'm still in bondage, but I am free. For he that the Son of God sets free, the truth sets free, is free indeed. Somebody shout hallelujah. So they go past the first watch, and they go past the second watch. Soldiers guarding. I say in the name of Jesus Christ that every spirit that has been set into place strategically to monitor your life, that this day in the name of Jesus Christ, that their monitoring devices are destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Nobody shall be able to monitor your life. Nobody shall be able to monitor your life. They are blinded to what is happening right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going through and going through, and they don't know what is happening. They still think it is the way it used to be, but no more is it. It is different now. It's a new day. It's a new season. God is doing a new thing. And the watchmen are blinded to the reality of what God is doing. Bible says, when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate. Someone say the iron gate. An iron gate that locked up the city. They came to that gate, and the Bible says the iron gate opened up. Nobody touched it, but the iron gate opened up. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that no matter what kind of gate the enemy has put in place to lock you up, to limit you, this day, by the authority of the word of God, that gate must open up now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It opened up of its own accord. Hallelujah. The gate swung open. I said the gate swung open. I say the gate swung open. Nobody touched it. It knew what to do. And so I declare now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that every gate of restriction do what God has already declared. Of its own accord, it must now open up, because deliverance has been decreed over your life and over my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, every gate of restriction open up now in Jesus' mighty name. And they went out. Someone said they went out. Interesting. They went out. They went out. They went out of that place, not just the prison, but they went out of the city that the enemy had limited him in, went out of the city where the enemy was planning to kill him. He went out. And passed on through one street and forthwith the angel departed from him. The angel left him. At that particular point, all this while, Peter is thinking, I'm dreaming. This is a dream. It is not possible for me to be going out. This chain's fallen off. The soldiers still there, going through the doors of the prison. The soldiers are there, going through the first watch, the first ward of soldiers, and nobody stops us. Going through the second, and nobody stops us. And this big iron gate opens up of its own accord. This has got to be a dream. This is too good to be true. But when God is involved in the story, It is always too good to be true. But the reality is, when God is in it, it is the truth. Hallelujah. So he wakes up. He wakes up when the angel left him. He wakes up to the reality. I am not dreaming. I'm actually outside. I have come through. And he says, the Bible says, when Peter was come to himself. Hallelujah. When he was come to himself. So I say, when he was come to himself. That means that he came to his right mind. Hallelujah. I declare in Jesus' name that every one of us will come to our right mind. And that mind is a mind of Christ. Hallelujah. It's a mind that declares clearly, I am free. So I say, I am free. Say it again, I am free. One more time, I am free. Came to his right mind. I'm free. Now I know for a surety that the Lord had sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod. So I say, the Lord had delivered me out of the hand of Herod. And from all the expectation, hallelujah, and from all the expectation of the people, of the Jews, all the expectation of everyone that was expecting me to die tomorrow. Those that thought that I'm not going to make it, that I'm going to be bankrupt, that thought I will never be married, that thought I will never break free financially, that thought I'm going to die from this sickness, praise the Lord, their expectations shall fail. Hallelujah. Their expectations fail. I say their expectations fail in the mighty name of Jesus. It is the expectation of the Lord that shall come to pass in my life. What God's will is shall come to pass in my life. The will of God done in the earth as it is in heaven. God doesn't see me dead. God doesn't see me broke. God doesn't see me sick. He sees me whole. I am walking in the freedom of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. So he says, and when he had considered the thing, that means he stopped and said, wait a minute, I'm really out? Like, I'm not going to die? Huh. He began to march and go towards the house of John Mark. John Mark is going to be a vessel that God is going to use. A young man. He is in his mother's house. And in that house, there were saints gathered together. They were praying. They were crying out to God. Oh God, what happened to James was terrible, but now they have Peter also. What is going to happen to the church? This is our leader. Our leader has been imprisoned. He was captured. Deliver. Deliver him. Deliver him. Deliver him. You know, there are times when you don't have any track record that you can plug into to believe. Jesus, in this particular season, at Passover, was hanging on the cross. Stephen is stoned to death. The church is being persecuted. James has been beheaded. What gives you the base to believe that God is going to do anything for Peter? We've been losing. We've consistently been lost. Every battle we've been losing. We've been in the losing camp. That's all they knew. Running, 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 persecuted. How is this story going to change? You may be sitting down here today, or you may be listening right there, and you're thinking, I've just been losing, 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 losing. Everywhere I look, we lost that, and we lost that. We tried this, and we lost that. We tried this, and we lost that. We've lost here, we've lost there, we've lost here, we've lost there. What makes me believe that any good thing is going to come out of this? Well, it's a good thing that these believers did not stop praying. When it seemed like when they prayed before, Stephen was still killed. When they prayed before, James was still killed. When they prayed before, other ones were being removed and destroyed and homes were being shattered. Why do we have to believe that anything's going to change this time? What makes us believe that we're going to have the breakthrough this time? That is a mindset that the enemy wants to bring us to. But praise God that these faithful men and women kept on praying. He says, where many were gathered together, they were gathered together, they were gathered together praying, 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 praying. Peter comes to the door and begins to tap, knocking at the door, and a young lady called Rhoda. Rhoda means rose. That's what the name means, rose. Rose comes to the, or Rhoda comes to the gate, and he hears the voice of Peter, and she is so excited. She's overwhelmed with excitement. She takes off, and she runs to the prayer meeting and says, guess what, guys? Peter is at the gate. They said, shut up. No, he's at the gate. Stop being crazy. It can't be. And it forces me to ask this question. If they were praying for Peter, and Peter is at the gate, shouldn't they be celebrating that God has answered our prayers? But that's not it. But the greater issue is this, that at the strategic time of God, at the Kairos time of God, even prayers prayed in unbelief get answered by God. Hello. They cannot take credit for this thing. This was the doing of God. God had his mind set up that at this time he was going to do something. He was going to deliver. And I'm telling you right now as I stand here tonight, God has made his decision that today you and I are going free. And there's nothing that you and I can do to stop it. Somebody shout hallelujah. When God was burning this message into my spirit, I had not opened the scriptures because I was asking the Lord, I said, what is it that you want to say to us? I know you are declaring deliverance, but exactly what do you want to say to us? He said, I want you to minister to my people from this passage. And so he tells me in the story, and he says, and I want you to let them know that I took care of Herod too. So I said, oh, okay. So when I went to the scriptures and I began to read, guess what? Right after this story is the story of Herod. It was not in my natural mind. I did not know that, I had not made the connection all this while. But God was saying, so that you know that I am going to deliver my people, I want you to know that I'm going to take care of Herod also. And I want you to know that whoever Herod is, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus, God's judgment is coming upon Herod. And that spirit of Herod shall be smashed to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me, child of God. It's God's Kairos time. It is God's set time. The enemy started this, and God is going to finish it. The enemy attacked your health, and God is going to finish it. He attacked your finances, and God is going to finish this. He attacked your church, and God is going to finish it. Whoever, whatever they are not getting away scot-free this time. Oh, no, no, no. Just as high as the poll numbers went up for Herod, God is going to bring it down to zero. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. They said, no, it can't be. And she insisted that Peter was at that gate. They said, no, it must be his angel. And when they're talking his angel, they're basically saying, oh, he's dead already. He's dead already. They killed him before time. They must have executed him tonight. We're expecting it will happen tomorrow, but it's already happened. He's dead. It's finished. The announcement or the presumption that you are finished is wrong. Hallelujah. It is wrong. Amen. Please hear me. By the Spirit of the living God, the devil is not winning this battle. This battle is the battle of the Lord, and he's winning this one. Amen. Hallelujah. He's winning it for Glory and Peace Church. He's winning it for Mike Zeno Ministries. He's winning it for your family. He's winning it for your business. He's winning it for everything that concerns you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So the Bible says Peter kept on knocking. He kept on knocking. And when they had come and opened the door, they saw him and they were astonished. Wow, God answers prayers. Wow, God answered our prayers. What did you expect him to do? Not answer? Well, he didn't answer the last time we prayed, and he didn't answer the last time, and he didn't answer the last time, and he didn't answer the last time, and we prayed about it, it didn't happen then, and we fasted, and it didn't happen then, and we witnessed, and it didn't happen then. We went out telling people about Jesus and believing God to save souls, to add to our church, and it didn't happen then. All kinds of fertilization and every kind of stuff, and we still did not get pregnant. How is it going to happen this time? We've been trying for the longest time. It just takes one time. Hallelujah. It just takes one time for the whole story to change. Amen. Glory be to God. The thing is, have you and I been faithful to withstand the pressure to believe something else? Look at that early church. Yes, they had the Holy Spirit. Yes, all of that was true. But here is all kinds of damage happening. They are pursued and they are running scattered all over the place. Saul has gone after them, even to Syria, to Damascus. killing. All these people dead. Why should we believe in Jesus? Why do we believe in Jesus? What good has Jesus done for us lately? But he doesn't leave us empty-handed. You see, Peter is walking, and his shadow is bringing the sick back to wholeness. Miracles are happening. The church, even through the persecution, is experiencing increase. So it was not like there were no real answers to prayer. It was that we believe that when we pray, God answers. When the answer is not yes, what do? Stop believing? But I hear the word of the Lord concerning this story, that he is God who answers prayers, not only prayers prayed in faith, but that at his strategic time, he will do whatever he needs to do in spite of me. In spite of me. In spite of me. He's going to do this all by himself. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. He set his mind to bring deliverance to his people. And deliverance is ours in Jesus' name. They were astonished. And Peter says to them, be quiet. Be quiet. Keep it cool. Don't be loud. And he finishes with them and he departs. And he goes to another place. He hides himself, so to speak. Herod, the next day, sent out people to go check, to bring Peter out. And the soldiers are still there. They open the door. Where's Peter? We don't know what happened. Did you see him? No, we didn't see him. News goes back to Herod. And they tell Herod they can't find Peter. Oh, wait a minute. I was planning on this guy dying publicly. And the Jews are going to be happy about this, because this Peter guy and his team are just as bad as Jesus. They are turning everything upside down around here. And I was expecting that when I deliver him to the Jews, my poll numbers are going to even get better. Now you say you don't have him, and he kills all of them. All of them killed. Now his poll numbers are dropping. And the people of Tyre and Sidon are revolting. And he picks up arms and is coming after them. And he said, oh, please, 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 we repent. And they send the chamberlain called Blastus to go plead with Herod. Herod, we are so sorry. We didn't mean it. We didn't mean it. We didn't mean it. I'm telling you this story for a reason. So Herod stands up and is making a very big speech. And the people start saying, while he's arrayed with his nice garb, the people began saying that he spoke as a voice of God. You know what? This is what the Lord says for me to say to you tonight. There are people or demonic forces that think that they are in charge of your life, that they have had control over your life. We can do whatever we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. Nobody can stop us. And they are acting like they are God over your life. Might be a manager, maybe a government, thinking, we're in charge, we're in control, we decide what happens here. And God is saying, you think? Now watch me take care of you. And the Bible says Herod was eaten up while he stood with worms. God is saying tonight that every enemy that has positioned themselves to think that they are God over your life, that voice shall be shut up. It shall be consumed. I pity anybody that thinks that I can control your life. I can control the church. I can control your business. I can manipulate whatever it is I want to manipulate. I can do whatever it is I want to do. They're going to be eaten up. Hallelujah. I said to the Lord, I said, what is this eating up with worms? He says, son, let me tell you, there are people that are going to die. And he didn't say demons, he said people. He said, there are people that are going to die consumed by cancer. Just like that. You saw them walking one day, and the next day, their whole body, stage four, they're done. Because they were voices standing against you, standing against my people, thinking they can limit what I have blessed. Are you hearing me? There are people that I'm not going to pray for. Hear me? I hear the person is dying, I'm not going to pray. Because I know God is in it. Hallelujah. If God is not in it, you shall be delivered. But if God is in it, and you have been a source of pain, a source of limitation, finish. Glory be to God. Yeah, you're too slow in shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say God will do that? Absolutely. You think he changed? You think for one moment that the Lord who died on the cross for the salvation of people will forever be patient and allow demonic forces to ruin the lives of God's people, and he sits down there and folds his hand and says, I'm not going to take care of this? You think? I'm saying to you tonight that whoever and whatever, demon or no demon, devils or no devils, that have thought that they will, in any way, shape, or form, stop the plan of God for your life, they are going to be stopped now, because deliverance belongs to you. Amen? Amen? Receive your deliverance. You are going to come out of this and you're going to think, it's a vision, I'm dreaming. No, it's not going to be a dream. You are going to be living it out. I am saying to you that whatever the enemy has stolen from you shall be restored back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. You didn't have two pennies to rub together and you're going to be flowing in the dough. In the name of Jesus, and you're thinking, how on earth for 20 years I've been trying to put something together and I can't. And now I have all of this. How did this happen? Because God is a God of restoration. When you identify the faith, you will be paid back sevenfold. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God says, I'll bless you 1,000 times more. I tap into the blessings of God. I shall not stay restricted. I break free from every limitation in the mighty name of Jesus. It is the word of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your deliverance now. Now wrap up with these words. The next verse, 24. He says, but while Herod is consumed by worms, he says, but the word of God grew and what? Multiplied. Oh, glory. Why does the word of God say, but the word of God grew and multiplied? Because the role of Herod was to limit the growing of the word and the multiplication of the body. Anything that has stood in the way for Glory and Peace Church, it's coming down now in Jesus' mighty name. I was just in Houston, started a church for one of my sons last November. And anyway, they're growing. And they were, he says to me, I'm at 58. I said, yeah, that's good. God is good. When I went there last year and started the church for them, we were in some hall. Beautiful hall. He said, I was expecting hundreds of people to come. He said, but on the day of the service, when we're going to start this church, he had, I think, about 9 or 12 people in the church. And he said, he was saying when I was there this during the week, he said, I wanted to cancel the service and I wanted to take off from the city because nobody knows me here. Nobody knows me here. I was going to take off. He said, and for me, going down there, I had all kinds of obstacles. I should have just said, you know what? Too many obstacles, I can't come. I'll come another time. But I pushed my way using my faith. I pushed my way, going, and finally arrived. And here is a handful of people. And I'm thinking, yikes. Well, praise the Lord. I ministered a week later. Actually, let me back up. On the last day of the services, while I was still ministering, the people that owned that particular building came in and started disrupting the service. They were moving tables because they had another engagement, another group of people that were going to use the facility, and the young man is just mesmerized by all of this. And he watches me. He sees that I'm not getting phased. So I said to them, I said, you move into your own building. A week later, the same people that owned that particular building, offered him another building. He moves into that building. He starts renovating. They're having services with all kinds of mess in the place. They're having services. They had 12 people, then it grew to 17. And when I got there this week, he was at 56. I finished ministering and I left. The next day, he had grown 45%. He was at 100 and overflowed. The whole building of this place that he had was overflowing. Now, I was in another church in Nigeria. It was maybe about 100 people. By 2 weeks' time, they were at 1,000. Are you listening to me? I can go on and on and on and on and tell you about different churches around the world. I finish ministering and the church grows 100%, some 200%. Boom! From nothing. It is there. The devil that is harassing Glory and Peace Church in Winnipeg, that devil, whoever it is, God has declared, this is a Kairos time. Amen. I expect God to fight this battle, and the word of God shall grow, and there will be multiplication. If you receive that for this church, shout hallelujah. If you receive it for your business, for your finances, shout hallelujah. You and I are not going to struggle to accomplish anything. Easy down the road. Amen. I don't know who you are. You're a student. You're struggling. It seems like other people are making it and it's so easy for them. But for you, it is a tug of war. You have to work as hard, twice, three times, four times as hard as other students to get the same marks. I am telling you right now, there is a reversal in the mighty name of Jesus. It's going to be easy for you now. I say it's going to be easy for you now. I say it's going to be easy for you now. There is increase on the mind of God for you. Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a business going through the same thing. You're struggling. You're battling and battling, and it seems like you're not going anywhere. This day, the Lord is decreeing over your life that the change has already taken place. You are going to come out of this, and you're going to think, this is a fluke. It can't be happening. This is not happening. No, it is happening. I say it is happening, and it is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's somebody, you're trying to start a business and it is not going well. You've tried so many times. And the Lord says to tell you right now that whatever it is that is blocking you from establishing that business is out of the way. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the mighty name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord brought Peter past the iron gate and then left him. Because from that point on, the supernatural will become natural. Amen? You say, how do you figure? Because notice the statement of those people praying. They said, it isn't Peter, it's the angel. What did they say? It is this angel. Angels are not natural. They are supernatural. Hallelujah. They may have been speaking out of fear, but God understands the language. An angel is an angel. They didn't say it is his ghost. Did they say it was his ghost? No, they said his angel. It is his angel. That is the new story. I said that is the new story. Because the angel brought him out in freedom. If it is his angel, that same anointing, that same spirit that it cannot be limited has now come upon Peter. Amen. Hear me. That same anointing that raised Jesus Christ from the dead has now come upon your life. Resurrection life flows in you and through you. It is the year and time and season of the manifestation of the glory of God. which is founded on the year of supernatural fruitfulness and birthing. Somebody shout hallelujah. The underdog is becoming the big dog. So you guys, just chill for a moment. Amen? Just chill for a moment. Father, by the authority of your word, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the deliverance that you have put in place for your people be realized, O God, by every single one. Let the spirit of Herod be destroyed now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be consumed by the very presence of your word. Let every spirit that had the audacity to think that they are in control of our destiny, in control of our lives, may they receive the judgment of God right now in Jesus' mighty name. We subdue every spirit. We bring every spirit subject to the authority of the word of God. And we declare now in the name of Jesus, freedom, 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 and deliverance for your people. We arise and we are made strong by the authority of your word. And Lord, O God, we glorify you and we thank you, Lord, that your word is greatly increased and your people are greatly multiplied. In every aspect of their lives, your people will testify and say, this is the day that the Lord had made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. This is the day the Lord made. And on this day, everything in my life changed. For deliverance was made manifest in my life. Blessed be your holy name. Let there be a manifestation of your word and your purpose in Jesus' mighty name. We decree so done. Amen. And amen. God bless you.
and good night. Let us honor God with our giving and experience the blessings of God in every area of our lives. Amen. Come on, honor God with your giving. Those of you that are listening online will let you be at this time. Be blessed of the Lord. Be encouraged of the Lord. And may God's peace garrison your heart.